Oh, man. So, right here on the schedule, it says Justin ran a red light. I don't do that. I'm never in that big of a rush to get anywhere that I feel like I'm going to run a red light, catch myself a $200 red light camera ticket, whatever. If someone was in my car, that is, their water has broke, maybe. If they've just been involved in some sort of gangland stabbing, maybe I'll run a red light to get them to Hopkins quicker. But today, I took what I like to consider the back way into town. I had to run by Jimmy's Famous to drop off something. Shout out Johnny Crab Cakes. He hooked me up with some WWE Raw tickets not long ago, and I wanted to pay him back for it. So I said, hey, I'll take the back way into town, drive through Dundalk, the old neighborhood, and then I will drive up Boston, and then I will take Baltimore Street. And right where Baltimore and Broadway met, right around 4:45, I'm at a stoplight, and the world is still. There's no one around. It's well lit. There's no cop cars in sight. Not the worst part of town, not the best, but hey, it's Baltimore. You'll get stabbed in the face with a hatchet anywhere at this point. So I need you to tell me if I overreacted or if it was about, if it was about to pop off. Because, and the live wire camera's on, I'm going to kind of need you to map this act out for me. All right, let me scoot that chair out the way. So as I'm in the car and I'm waiting for the light to change, I see from in between two cars about 30 feet behind me, driver's side, just some dude, scrawny little white guy, greasy looking blonde hair, looked like he had one of those string backpacks, like one of those swag bag backpacks.
Yeah, I like those.
He creeps out from behind a car. And he just does this little scamper like this. And I'm watching, I'm looking at him, looking at the light. And he makes laser eye contact with my car and starts to do it, does this motion here. He's crouched down and starts going.
Oh.
Towards the car, driver's side. And he gets all the way up to my bumper. All the way up to my back bumper. Yeah. Puts his hand on the bumper and it's like, and peace, homie. I'm out of here. Take care. See you at 3800 Hooper Avenue, bitch. And I just tear ass out of there. Right. So this little inner city meth goblin scurried out from in between two Nissans and walked up to the side of my car, and he was crouched down.
Yeah, like he was going to rob you.
I mean, clearly that's legitimate.
He wasn't about to pop up and go, boo, love the show, and then run off. Man. I was about to get got.
Was your door locked?
I don't know. Might have been. Should have been.
No, it's the first thing you should do when you
It's not like he was going to walk up and go, aw.
He shatters the window.
Never mind. Guys, he locked the door.
So you went through the red light?
Yeah.
Did you look both ways first?
No, I did not. I just stomped the pedal in my V6 Honda Accord with turbo.
Do you know if there was a camera, a red light camera? Did you?
I didn't see the flash. No, okay. I did pay attention to that. There was not one of those blinding pop-up flashes.
Yeah.
So you're saying a justified running of a red light?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I would have
backed up.
Josh would have backed over him and just beat him to death.
Or, I mean, even the first time I saw him crouching far behind, I would have taken off.
If he even just sees a guy walking between cars, he's going to take off.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this is what I'm going to, again, I know this is kind of hard unless you can see on live wire, but Josh, I'll do it with my monitors here where I can hide. Just pretend these monitors here are the side of a car and I just saw.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Is it possible he was just a fan of the show?
No. I mean, we have a lot of fans at whose hair was as gross and greasy as this little fellow was. And, I mean, he couldn't have been any more. I can't tell. He was all hunched over. But, I mean, he looked like, I don't know, 5'7", 5'8", maybe a buck 15. Real scabby.
Totally justified. Yeah. Totally justified.
Yeah. I mean, he looked scabby. I mean, maybe had I not fired off my taser inside of my own car the other night when I was going to see the Descendants and I got drunk and blew out my own dome light, I would have broken that thing out like, oh, yeah, it's go time.
I'd be curious to see, hypothetically, if you did get a red light ticket and then
you go to court.
You tried to challenge it and there, let's say, I mean, this is not going to happen. They in the picture that you see the guy in the picture.
Well, let's break that down. Yeah. That's a good thought, because if I run through, it's going to take a picture of the back of my car to get my license plate. Would it take any reverse angle to show this little weird hobgoblin in the middle of the street that was about to chew my face off and/or try and steal my car?
They do show your face, so you can confirm that you know you're the. Don't they? Don't they show you in there?
I don't know. You know, I've never gotten a ticket.
You know what, Joe? You're right. Yeah, he is a very safe driver. 55 and the 55, baby.
I get them all the time.
He does 100 miles an hour.
I'm just curious if a judge would be an ass and would still give you the fine, or
you should have fought him.
Yeah. You can bring this break in as evidence.
Yeah.
You say, no, actually.
No, here's exactly what happened. Yes. Well, I mean, it's my word. I'm just saying that this happened.
Right, but you're not now proactively talking about it, so later on you can then go to court and say, see?
Yeah, Joe would testify against you.
I'd be like, it didn't seem plausible. He tends to exaggerate.
Yeah, he does, which I do. And I mean, we're only about 3 years removed from the great Lexington Market parking debacle, where I kind of gave a little meep meep from a guy who was just standing in a parking spot, pulled up his hoodie, and like, oh, that looks like a Glock 9mm. I'm going to probably find another place to eat. So, okay, so I'm not like, all right, I didn't overreact.
No.
No, okay. Of course not.
Gotcha. Mike Anderson, what say you from the Anderson Agenda?
Just a couple weeks ago, I was driving to the airport, and the Beltway was gridlocked, so I let my GPS kind of guide me, my phone GPS, and every intersection, and it took me through a bad part of Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. The people that came up with Google Maps or Waze have never driven their own suggested paths. Make a left near Mondawmin Mall. You, Google Maps, how about that?
So, yeah, every intersection I came to, I'd leave at least a car length in front of me and the car in front of me, just in case I needed to get up on the sidewalk and drive down the sidewalk out of the way.
Make a right on Fulton Avenue. Yeah,
literally,
get shot.
I just spent my time going from left mirror, rear view mirror, right mirror, left mirror, rear view mirror, right mirror.
The scaredest I've ever been was back when they were having the riots a couple years back. Mm-hmm. I had to come in here and do the Ravens draft.
That was fun.
And I had a note, by the way, that allowed me to drive during curfew. I was one of the few that was allowed out.
So to show to a soldier that was probably holding.
The note had Carrie Pahigian's name on it. That's what
our general manager, the emperor.
That's what was on my note. So I had that in the passenger seat, and there was no one on the roads.
Yeah.
So that's when you're the only victim. So when there's a curfew and you're the only one on the road, if there's a crime, you're going to be the one that faces the other end of that.
If someone's hell-bent on getting someone, you're the only dish on that menu.
And that note wasn't saving me.
Yeah, they're about to beat you to death with a length of pipe, but you hold up this little bathroom pass. My manager says that you can't kill... Oh, God! On the way in today, I ran a red light. Some dude creeped up from behind a car and just started doing one of those roadie runs, I think they call it, the roadie run, where you run and you're kind of hunched over. If you ever played Gears of War, you ever had a lancer in your hand and you're getting ready to chainsaw through a grub, this guy was running towards me, kind of hunched over. He touched my rear bumper and I hauled ass through a red light. And I said, was I overreacting? My compatriots in here said no. He was going to reach into the car, snap your neck, tear your throat out, sell your kidneys, steal the car. And I said, has anything like this ever happened to you where you just bolted, where you were driving down in the city and you thought to yourself, hey, it's time to go. I can't be in this. I'm going to run this red light. I'm going to pull up onto this sidewalk. I would love a story about someone pulling up on a sidewalk.
That's what Mike Anderson said he was going
to
do.
That is a fantasy of mine. I know, Mike, you once made a fantasy of mine come true with a gigantic check. If there's anybody out there that can fantasy factory Mike and I's desire to drive up on an active sidewalk with people having to dive out of the way and through a large stack of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, I actually had the other day when I was leaving the city after the game, some guy, it was just like jaywalking through the street, but it almost set me off driving him down the sidewalk. Like he'd like walk right behind my car.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to a cop. Let's talk to a cop, first and foremost. Jeff, Cecil County, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Justin? How are you, brother?
How you doing, brother? So you were one of the boys in blue. You say you got some insight into this?
Yeah, man. So I've been teaching and instructing law enforcement now for like 15 years, including use of force. So I want to throw this out there real quick off the bat. You did the right thing.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
But let me qualify that with each situation's different. just like an officer uses force on somebody. So you're sitting there describing, hey, he was crouched down. The way he started moving towards me, he touched my back bumper. That made me go. If I would have pulled you over, brother, I'd have been like, oh, really? Okay, cool. Which way did he go? And I'd have cut you loose. So it's everything, man. Every situation, the circumstance is absolutely different. And there's no sense in sitting there waiting to be a victim. You do what you got to do to remove yourself from the situation. Did a great job, bro.
Here, here. Thank you so much. I feel like today's hero. You know what? I'm giving myself the hero of the day.
I mean, come on.
I'm today's hero of the day. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. And thank you for your service, Jeff. We appreciate you, buddy.
Seems a little lax. Yeah. The enforcement.
Sounds pretty chill. I like it.
I would have taken it, Justin.
I wanted him to say, I was going to go back there and just shoot that guy in the chest for you. Yeah. Where's the bad man that scared you, Justin? I'll go get him. Where's he? Is that him over there? Pa-pow! Let's go to... All right, this is a weird one. Let's talk to Craig in Delta. Craig, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, bud?
Oh, not too bad. So basically, I kind of almost meet some of your criteria. You're just talking about wanting to drive through sidewalks and stuff. I've got two incidents I had down in Baltimore City. I'm a tree estimator for a local tree company, and I get sent all over the place and, you know, not some great areas, but it's part of the job. You know, I just do what I got to do. And I came up to a stop sign the one time in a not great area. And there was a lot of construction traffic. You know, it was a median strip in between two-way traffic. And I'm looking to the one side, waiting to see until I can get an area to cut out. And all of a sudden, I feel the car kind of rotate a little bit on me. And I look over, and there's a dude right up against my car, pulling on the handle, trying to open the door.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay. So I had my window down about halfway. And as soon as he saw that I had noticed him, he reached in, grabbed me, and tried to pull me out of the car through the window, even though I had a seatbelt on. And I was like, okay, I need to get out of here. So I went to the off.
I was going to say, how strong did that guy think he was that he could pull you through a slit in a window?
Like, yeah, I need to get out of here.
Yeah, did that guy think he was the Winter Soldier with his big silver arm who was just going to pull you through some slit in the window? Thank you for the call, Craig. Let's go to someone else here. Let's see. Daniel. See, this has got to happen to these guys all the time. Daniel, Virginia, you deliver pizzas, buddy.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
So I've had this a couple of times. I've had this happen a couple of times. I got my – Virginia's open carry, so you can carry a pistol, and I got my concealed just in case. Because I don't really like walking into people's houses like that, because you're delivering pizzas.
Yeah.
Now, most of the times when things are going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong towards, like, the end of the night. Like, so you'll get those weird deliveries. Like, one example, they were redoing these kind of, like, junky apartments in my hometown in Front Royal. And they were redoing, like, the very end wing. So there was, like, three or four apartments there that, like, didn't have doors on them. Well, what they would do was people were taking, like, they was just basically a squat house. Like where people would go to do drugs and stuff like that.
And they were ordering pizzas in a house with no door.
Gotcha.
Well, what they would do is they put a door on it.
Yeah, deliver this meat lovers to 555 Burning Trash Barrel Lane.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they'd be like, and bring change for 100. And it was always like at the end of the night. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is a setup. So,
yeah.
But the other...
If you don't see any lights on and you don't see any front door or roof, don't worry. We're just having the place remodeled.
There really is no house number, but it's next to 573.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to guy, he's going to come out and greet you. He's going to have a pair of pants on made out of Subway wrappers. That's old six-inch Keith. Just be chill.
Well, the last time it happened, like, I actually, like, went up there and my boss, like, looked at me. He was like, this is a total setup. I'm sorry. I'm sending it to you anyways.
He's like, I'm sending you anyways.
He's like, because you're the only one that, like, you know, I'm kind of a big dude. And he was like, just go in here, scope the situation out. So I walk up the stairs and go around the corner, and I knock on the door, opens it up, just smoke comes rolling out of the room. And they said, bring change for 100. It was a large cheese pizza. I'm like, okay. I walk in there, and at that point, I had my firearm tucked in, and I was like, I'm just going to, you know, pull it out of the shirt. And it's still on the belt, obviously. And this dude, like, he looks at me and then looks down and goes, oh, oh, you can bring the pizza in right here. And there's like 15 people in this room. And they're like, let us get you money. Hold on. And they're like scrounging up change and stuff like that. I'm like, guys, you told me to bring change for $100. I'm really confused.
Yeah, what happened to the $100 you guys promised me? You're all scurrying together like wooden nickels and coupons and stuff. Now, also inversely to those poor people, how terrifying is it to answer the door for a pizza delivery guy and he's just got his Smith & Wesson already out? He's just like, I got a large pizza for you guys. Let's do one more here. Let's go to Butch has been holding for a little bit. Butch, appreciate you holding, bud.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, the winter after the riot or uprising, I drive a 2,800-gallon home heating oil truck.
Around here, we refer to it as the disagreement.
The uprising.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, you don't have to be politically correct with us.
Yeah, the hoot
we
nanny.
Called them the riots. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I'm about 60,000 pounds loaded, and a lot of times we carry cash. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning, early morning, making a delivery. I get down on the bad side of town. I'm sitting in a light, and off to the passenger side jumps, you know, I've seen a couple guys standing on the corner, get their hoodies on, the whole nine yards. Guy comes over, scares the stuff out of me, jumps up on the side step of the truck, windows barely down, and he bangs on the door. And he says, you're in the wrong neighborhood, homeboy. You got to go, but the truck can stay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So he was honest with you. I mean, there's something to be said for honesty.
Yeah, so the only thing I can do, now granted, keep in mind, I'm 60,000 pounds. The light changes. I'm not leaving from a dead standstill like a pickup truck. So I just gun it, drop the clutch, and I get the moving. And the guy, I guess the hand warmer on his hoodie jacket, got caught up on something on the side of the truck.
Oh!
So I see him struggling, and he starts to get himself back together again. And the only thing I could think of right away is I'm driving, and I've got a row of parked cars next to me on my right. So I just start swerving over towards that. And just he jumped off.
Like you're about to grind this guy into meat.
Hey, what are you going to do, man?
Oh, my God. So, like, I can only imagine you watched Mad Max Fury Road and you thought, you're like, yeah, I've been there.
Mike Anderson just messed himself.
Mike Anderson is just putting his hand down his pants at the thought of getting to do that. Thank you, Butch.